Rishus of Imori. Duchazor and Simon Kofei, the heart of Herubais, the signal of how to transfer Tam. You do it the four ways of how to transfer Tam. Kovish, Bishul, Sli, and Melicha. That's the state of Shulchan Aruch. Today we're going to try to cover the idea of Kovish and Bishul. And next week we'll go to the signal of Sli and Melicha. To start, if you're missing any of these four things, the halacha is not transfer Tam. Therefore, the sugya will be adacha. Our sugya is a follow-up to the case of Kovash. In the core of this Indian, Gemara Daf Shafir Aleph and Chulin brings down from Shmuel that Mliach Hariku is Seich and Kovash is Kimavushal. That means even though it's Tainin, yet Kovash, you said something, you marinate something, they get it of like Bishal. The two main questions over here, number one, how long is this man of Kovash? And second, what Mashka we're discussing. So first, the Bishal is being done in Machlokes, we're showing them what's the length? Is it Ma'is Leis? Is it 3 days? Some say 12 hours. The Ma'isel of the Iker, comes to show them the Rosh, things from the Sugya of Tam Ke Iker. The Gemara there discusses, can we learn out Tam Ke Iker from Basa B'Cholov? The Gemara says, no, Basa B'Cholov is a Chiddushu. Why is it Chiddush? The Gemara's Maskan is, because if you soak Basa B'Cholov Kol HaYoyim, it won't ask the Mash Enkin Shari Surim. So you see the idea that Shari Surim is also what's Kol HaYoyim. This is the Makar for that, why the Rosh of Iker Yishram say, the Gedder is Ma'is Leis. That's Aleph. Second, what Mashka we're discussing over here. So again, the base is being done in Machlokes. Rashi, the Rosh Ben Tshuva, wants to tie to maybe Tavka Chaimitz and Tavlin. The Maestro Rosh, where we should say the get is all Mashkin, any liquid. The Locha starts off the Mechaber. By the case of Kovash, the Locha is going to answer Kulay. Less than that, Locha is Adocha. Now, once you're saying it's Kulay, says the Mechaber, this man is Me'is Le'is. Let's say you have Me'is Le'is, says the Kiregur, but there's a Hefzik in between. He has two cases that way. Either in case of a hefsek, where you switch the water, you take out this water, you put in another water. Or he has a second case, where you take the piece out to put it back in the same exact water. He says, since it was not straight 24 hours, he brings down the shach, and Minchas Yaakov, or the case of Milat Stoko, the Meisim to be Mekel. The loch is, you needed 24 hours straight. Mamshub is Chon Aruch, the Ramo brings down, this loch was saying whatever is inside the liquid. That's the case of Kovash. Let's say what's outside the kvisha, what's outside the mokum where the liquid is. So big down, there are more two different shitas. Here's a stamp v'yish omim. Now the stamp is to be machma, usually the kvat is stamp v'yish omim halach yisam l'chumro. However, coming with Taz and Shach, they both point out that over here the Torah's chattis, which is the Ramah, he himself passes the l'kulo, and therefore we are going to pass the l'och l'maisa, anything that's outside the kvisha, the maisa will be makel.
Give me an example.
Basically, you have a piece of meat that is inside milk. Sits there for 30 hours. What's the loch of the meat that's sticking outside? No, 30 hours. I said 30 hours. Not Suffolk. 30 hours. Fine. Now, come on, Shach. He wants to tie up this aloha. This will be the same thing. Let's see if she, meat. Says the Mechaber does not make a difference which one it is. Same exact aloha.
No, somehow it goes to the top.
It will not go to the top. It stays inside. Yeah? Machlokes goes in and will not go up. Now, come on, the Shach wants to tie in that Dafka when the Isser is Kochush. Let's say the Isser is Shamin. That everything that's even outside the Mokum where the liquid is, we will also Asser. Now, the Kasha is, if that's so, according to us, the Bnei Ashkenaz, your father and more, the Einan Lubekiyim between Kochush and Shamin, will come out. Everything that's Chutz made this year, or Chutz from the Maim, shall be Asser. And the Maestro, the Loch is the Torah's Chatz, is passing the Kula. Why is he passing the Kula? So on this, Kamal Vishach and says, Yisoid, that even though we know in the Bekim, that certain times you are a Baki, we know by Issa Blu are a Baki, we know by Bada Kachos you are a Baki, also by the case of Chutzatzir, also will be Nichol in the category of being a Baki. Now, the Shach is being Mechalk and saying, when Kachos will be Mekel, that Torah's Chatz, when Shaman will be Machmer. Kamal Vivekan is, he says, he does not understand what exactly the case we're discussing over here. We have two cases of a kavush, either inside liquid or inside tzir. Inside liquid, the loch is, again, 24 hours. Why outside that set of kivegur should something fatty affect something that's above the water level? Why should that be? Where's the makar for that? So once I say, vada is not negate to mayim. Elamai, you tell me the case of tzir, what's outside of aseret. That will ask, he says, because every tzir has a koicha being meluah. Well, ask him to have a sugi mlicha. A mlicha in the chaman will ask the kului anyway. So what is the Shach will be saying in the sugya of Kovash, your machim, the case of Shomim, does not understand what it came to discussing. If it's the case of Shomim, If it's the case of Maim, it won't be also. Where's the Makarta Aser? In the case of Eotzir, it will be also anyone but Tzadam Sugim Liach, and therefore he disagrees with the Shach over here. Now, this halacha by Kovash is very clear that we have it's a Drabono or Deraiso. It really depends. By Bosu B'cholo, the Gemara is clear it's only Drabono. We're going to be Machmer, but only Drabono. Mashenke B'Sharis term, the Gemara is saying it's Issa Deraiso. Nafkmi is one of the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara is being Mamshuk, the idea of a Sofik. By Sofik, Drabono will be Mekel, by Deraiso will be Machmer. So, what's halacha when you're not sure you have 24 hours? Might be 20 hours, might be 30 hours, I'm not sure. So, basically, the Gemara has two different cases over here. It's a case of Sharisurim, a case of Bosu B'cholo. By Shari Yisrim, we say the Gemara is saying it's a din deraisa, therefore sofer deraisa lechumra to be machmer. Kamal Vitatsim says really depends what type of sofer we are discussing over here. The two types of sveikis. You can have a sofer that by etzim we're not sure if there's an issi here at all. We're not sure if it's 24 hours. That's sofer because the chesed kashus, and therefore he wants to argue the more to be makel. But let's say that there's another sofer. Again, in front of you, two pieces. One was vada kovash, one was not kovash. He's not sure which piece is taking over here, which one's osir or not. Then he says there's a suffix, and chlam will be machmer by suffix deraiso. So he wants to tell you when it's ikva di yisiro, will be machmer. Masha enki, the suffix, you hit this man in 24 hours, come on the shach, and the piskachu being down from the crazy, the mice to be make away the cheskes kashus. Atzad ha-shenu mice the shach and the kuzah kesef, he answers back, what? The shach and the kuzah kesef, he answers back, and the chavashio goes this way, what? Taz is mekel. The shach because the kesef answers back and wants a taino that you want to be right in the case of mikvah. By the case of mikvah, there is no way. So here's the reis lefanenu. We see it inside liquid. We say chazaka da'ashto. And if it wants to be machmer, then it comes out. What's the loch by sofik by shari surim? There's machlokes when the sofik if it hit 24 hours. Machlokes shach versus taz. If it's a case where there's a sofik, it's ikva the yisura, then it agrees to be machmer. That's by shari surim. The gate to bosu b'cholov. Kamung Gamon said, "Vos b'cholov, that's a case to Rabbonin. Therefore, vado we makele ilkuli almo." However, speaks out the Achoidim Kivegir on the Ramo, the Peskachu being down for Pimgod Mechavadas. Really depends what you're doing with this case. If you're taking the Vos b'cholov that she is sat inside the meat over here for 24 hours, you're not sure, then it'll be makele. But now, let's say you want to take the cheese and cook it, cooking it, that's a shallow back of deraiso. Is that a case of kavush over here? They would take the cheese of Basa B'chol, the nacho, we had 24 hours to go cook it, we nichol nevegeder of Shari Surim. So what the loch be by Shari Surim? That points out the Pesach Tshuva. According to Minchasani, you'll be back to the Machloikis, Taz versus the Shach. According to the Shach, the loch is you cannot cook this Basa B'chol. According to Taz, the Maisa, you can't cook this Basa B'chol. That means in the case of Basa B'chol, when the stuff is to be makel by a case of Kovash Bishul, to do that is back to Machloikis, Taz and Shach. Now, come along the Pesach, the Kiveget is Moisif. They're saying the Lochavi is by case of Jirabonon, by Vasa B'chol, you can be Mekel and eat it. So, Gedakub Kiveget, Klaas Rishayla, so maybe now Ki Moisif Tel Shishim and go Mavashlet. Here's two Svaras to Mekel, because one Moisif right now, it's more to the eat. Second, he has a Svar that we discussed, by Mavashlet Adchil, it's not applied by case of a Stavik Isser. Therefore, he wants to be Mekel over here. Kamal Piska Chu wants to call Gimel, by the case of a Sovik, he has a case where a guy was digging a bear, a well, and he fell inside, and he died. And the question is this water in the well Maisa Mutter to drink or not? Sovik may islais. So over here, being examined, P4, has three reasons why he wants to be Makel over here. One is Sovik of Maislais. Second is we know eating a person is only an Isra Asay. We said to be Machba Isra and eating a person on the Isra Asay on the Sinus Tamil bear. And 30 says, maybe a person inside water is nice and tamil of gam. Maybe we can try it. We're not sure. But based upon these three reasons, the Maisi wants to be Michael. He is Mamshech of the Noidi Behuda, saying in Klal over here, that the Pashas you read the Ramah by any Sofik Kovish, by a Shari Surim, will give me Machmer. Says the Noidi Behuda, why? Maybe the Tever is not to be Pilot Tam with the act of Krisho. Therefore, he wants to tie not only things that are Meforshim Mishnayis, or things like Bosa, the Tever is to be Pilot, then by Sofik will be Machmer. Masha Enkin Sharitvom, the Maisi will be Michael.
Okay, so the guy is meat.
The guy is meat, he's dead.
Basar.
Right?
Basar, we know.
But we know most meat, but maybe not this person. But this is even mamsha. Yeah, maybe person is different. So that's why it would be mamsha, and it's being done, maybe you know the concept, and maybe by Kovish, no. That even though we're saying it's something machmer, Hash is coming to argue them all. The most saying all Shari Sum to be Machmer. He wants a tiny this Nadi Behuda over there to be Makel by Shari Sum, unless you know the Tevel before Shemesh Nice, that's Pilot Tam over here. Abeke the Pasha the Poshkin, they're fairly on this night of Yudah. Come to Shulchan Aruch, the Mamshech, though, once we know the Loch negate the water 24 hours, negate the Sugya of Tzir over here is different. Now, Tzir, the Loch is Kadesh Yasiya, until it starts cooking on top of a fire, an average fire, with average water, with an average pot over here. In these cases, the Svaram say it takes a Zman of 6 to 18 minutes, definitely get it off Kavish Mavoshul, therefore, Asakuloi. Less than that, the Loch will be a case of Klipo. Now, the obvious question is that by Kavish, where it's 24 hours, Lochid Asis Kuloi, less than that is Adocho. Here, once Kadesh Yasiach, when that hits his man, it's Kuloi, and less than that is Klipo. Why is it Klipo for? Explain the Shach. The reason we're saying Klipo, it means on the Sugya of Maliach, it's on the Sugya of Tzir, every brine had inside of it a content that seems to be very salty, and we'll do the same with that Koyach, it's on the Sugya of Maliach. Therefore, we're asking Klipo, it's on the Sugya of Malicha, not it's on the Sugya of Kavash over here. If so, the Maisel, why are we asking only case of Klipo? We know, according to Amor, Einon Abakim, and any of the Kovach and Shomer should be the same thing, and should ask them Yahweh and Shomer. So, and for the Shachalbir, it must be when it is the Rabbanon, that's Vadek Kochosh, and even Amor agrees in this case, we'll get to later on, Siftes, Amor says, the Loch is, when it's Vadek Kochosh, it's Rabbanon the Maisel, he agrees to you, Michael, that's the Kimna one's Kipo, Klipo, Mash Enkein, if it's Shomer, or if it's a case of a Derech, and Echnami will ask for the case of Kule over here. Now, come on, Pesach Shuva. Once discusses Sugya of Tzir, he discusses what's the loch of Shemen Zayas. Does that have the get of being a Tzir also? Has a lot of koyach to it. He brings down three different Paiskim, what to go do with it. He brings down the Shvos Yaakov, the wants to be Mekel, if it's Makom Tzir, Chef Samuba. He brings down the Be'er Yaakov, wants to be Mekel in all cases. And the third sheet, the Chokham Echel, wants to ask it even in the case of Samuba. The Maisi, once time, this whole entire Chumra of Shemen Zayas is only when you have Chelim inside of Shemen Zayas. Masha Enkin, when discussing coming out from a Kli, then he wants to be Mekel. You look up the Tshuva, why? He wants a Taina, because not Masha Lishvach, because the Blis inside will come out, will not make it into being a Leisin Tam Lishvach. The Shulchan Aruch Mamshech, not only the Locha of Kadesh Yasiach, by the case of Tzir, he discusses what about by the case of Chomitz. So by Chomitz, Be'etzem, they point out, it's a Tzir's Mechaber. Over here, he said Chomitz has a Ked of Tzir. Sim Kuf Dalet, he brings down the Rosh, by the case of Akved the Davro, he said, Chomitz has a get of mine 24 hours. Chur is a stiro. I heard him want to answer over the tziruf of Akver. The Mai said, the Shiloh. The way the Mechabal of Nenu Paskins, he says, a get of like tzir, there will be 6 to 18 minutes. The Mai said, the Shach wants to disagree, Allah Chal Maitha, and says, a get of mine Chomitz, and therefore this man will be Me'es La'es. The Swam La'Maitha are more Metzad to be like the Shach and Kulo. But those who are Mechal, Mogavram, whether it's Chomitz that's very strong, or not Chomitz that's Chozak. The Pesach Shuvah, he began upon a mirror that discussed it, and asked and Shuvah how exactly to go to Paskin. Now, come on the Taz over here, in the Shach, they discussed the Bina, the Istavet, the Orach, the Gate, the Sugya, Kalim. That means in the Shulchan Aruch, everyone is discussing the case of a solid, it's a liquid, both the cases are food. Kalim is not brought down on the Shulchan Aruch. Come on the Taz and Shach, they discuss the Sugya, a Kli. The Istavet of Orach says really 4 points over here. One thing everyone agrees to, and 3 things where really the Taz comes to argue on the Istavet of Orach. The first thing you have to realize is in the Gerti Kelim, there are always 2 questions over here. There's taking the Bli and going inside the Kli, and there's going out of the Kli. 2 different things. Let's divide up in 2 levels over here. First, to go inside the Kli. You have the Kli Heter, they have Isser inside, you have that Yain Nesach, to go inside the Kli. Kamu Isser Vetov Aruch, and say the Maisen asks the Kli. That's the place you can agree to. That's the Taz and Shach says. That's the one you said everyone agrees to. The next 3 points of Isser Vetov Aruch. How much is the Aser? Kimu Aser Vet Aruch. So the Aser is Kuli of the Kli. That's the Taz disagrees. Who wants to bring the right to Sugya Shefa? Only Aser is Klipo. However, Rav Achoyin went like the Aser Vet Aruch. The Shach himself and Simon Sadeches of Kornia Gimel went like that. Says the Lochid could be a case of Kuli. That's one thing. A second thing is, what to Aser? Kimu the Aser Vet Aruch, who only wants to Aser Kli 8. Masha Enkin, a Kli Matecha. So Menachli is not that way. Coming with Taz, and the place you want to go like the Taz, so we never find the chilk between the Kli 8 and Kli Matechas. They always have the same exact halacha. Therefore, we're going to ask her by Kavash, even in case of Kli Matechas. That's the gate going into the Kli. Coming out of the Kli, coming with Issevet Aruch, he wants a Taina, coming out, the next thing, do a Kvish inside, and we'll ask her to even B'dievet. Coming with Taz and Shach, they say, ask her B'dievet, why it takes 24 hours to take it out. 24 hours to take it out is nice and time of Kam. We know the Loch of Tzim Kuf Gimel, the Eich Tam Lof Kam, after 24 hours, the Maiz is Mutter. So, Vad they agree to the Issevet Aruch, you cannot do that. But once it's done, it'll be Mutter B'di Evid. That means, again, Issevet is saying 4 things. Number 1, to ask Kli, we agree. How much ta'aser? Klipa kulei is machlokes. To mechalek on kelim is the second thing, eitim ha'tefes. And the third thing, taking it out, ta'aser b'di'evan or not. Now, come on, we're discussing what takes out of the kli. We're saying, what's halacha again? We're saying clearly, it's in the kli and it comes out. Question be, also b'di'evan or not? But that means, it takes out the kli. That means the kli itself, as a getter ke'im being resayach, ke'im again a bishul. There he says, he brings down a prima godim, Hilchos Pesach, that says, what's a locha if a person has on the inside of the pot, he has a liquid, and it'll take out the leaves from the pot itself, it'll come out that the pot itself is hot, so you have something dovak on the outside, should also be mamshik through it and go inside. For example, a very simple case, you have inside your refrigerator, you have a pot of soup, fledgling soup, you have cheese stuck on the outside. According to the Sub Kibeg, it'll come out the cheese going through the pot and into your soup over here. You'll buy up for the sugar boss of a cholub in a Saturday for 30 hours.
And if it's like where? Let's say it's sitting in milk?
Same thing.
It would be the same thing.
I'm not sure what you mean. Cheese.
It doesn't have to be, it would be for sure if it's liquid.
I'm not sure what you mean. No, it says dovak. I'm not sure.
Right, so
no. If that's you mean the outside is liquid,
yeah.
Then I'm not sure. It says dovak.
Meaning if you have a pot with meat inside and it's sitting in milk, is the meat tray?
No, so if the milk sat the 12 hours, it'll have kovash beside itself. It's how the milk will be kovash.
What's going to be about that? What about the meat? The pot. Maybe just the pot.
He's all the way up. He's just a little bit. The milk's
I
all
lost
all
the case.
The pot is sitting in milk and there's meat in the pot.
Let's say there's a lot of milk, tons of milk. Tons of milk. You have to go either way, go inside outside. Either way, it will go.
It goes through? Or
yeah.
It goes through.
Because just like we're saying, goes through from out to in, into out to be the same thing.
Maybe it goes into the
panel,
like not in 24 hours from into the pot, into the meat.
Kibegis says, no, it goes
to
the same.
By salad. But we say
the only question I have is the gate to. No, I think it'll be the same.
After 24 hours.
So the meat is a salad.
The meat?
The meat's going out, not
that
the milk's going in.
Okay, the milk is going inside the pot. Is the meat touch, is it double to the pot?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the same thing.
Does that mean Chutzal Kvisha, Dahainu, Lenin, Shamin, and Kotosh?
It will get involved. I dare chosuk vishu. We might as well make a chosuk vishu.
What I'm saying is,
unless the gate to tzir will be machzor because it's shomer. Kivayga will be
michael. No.
Unless
it's touched the outside of the
chosuk
vishu. Yes, and I think I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah.
The mice at the end of Kivayga, they bring it down. The end of Sarachin, the storm on our mafakvik to be semik upon to be machzor, not to be machzor. The mice is the mashal will say only to machzor in the case of Pesach. Others to bring it down. The end of the case of Tzarachin over here.
What's Dan
Hoga? People don't seem to know this.
Break,
no, that's a Chiddush.
Not the pot itself. Get the food. It's the pot.
If it's both liquids?
No, even if they're both. Let's say it's two salads. They're both going into the pot. That's
the
sure.
Two salads? If there's no liquid, there's no cup.
One's a liquid and one's a salad.
So, no, without Kveg, it's not tricked.
Okay, so let's say they're both liquids.
So then they're vodka. The please, possible color.
The food is going to be tricked.
The two liquids, yeah, they're going out for sure.
Why?
That's kavush. That goes to the pot, the vada goes to it. If it's both, it's sitting in the liquid, flesh inside, the liquid outside, the vada's both, that's kavush, klar, then without kibbeh.
Right,
it
has to go.
The taz only go klipa, not mask, go kuloi.
So if it goes kuloi, then
the
vada goes
to the vada. What?
Like it's just the pot, we'll
be sure
it's not the food.
Right. That means the whole, this whole kibbeh is only going to kuloi, not on klipa. The whole kibbeh doesn't make sense if you're going klipa.
Right.
Because how can it, if the pot's more than the klipa?
You're saying it doesn't go through the pot?
Right. The whole kibbeh.
It can't go into the pot klipa. Why can't it go into the pot klipa and from the pot into the whatever you call klipa?
The whole idea of kibbeh is chiddush. Is it's like we see a klipa that affects that area is hot. That's your side.
Meaning, but that klipa, why can't that go into the next thing?
We don't say you say you. Right?
No. But why is it? Why is it?
It doesn't go. What goes one klipa doesn't go to the second klipa. We don't keep going. But just cases of people asked me, a person gave it to me and asked me that he made liquid, made a soup, fleishiks, he put it in his refrigerator, kept it a couple of days. He, in his Tupperware, he washed out the Tupperware, he put it in his parva soup with onions, left it there for a day, and now he wants to know if he can cook his parva soup in the milk of your pot. That was a shiloh. Now, just to bring it out, again, be clear. A guy took his fleishiks soup, made his pot. It was cold. He put it inside his Tupperware in the refrigerator for a couple of days. Poured out the fleshika soup. Washed the Tupperware out. Seder. So, there's...
Onions in the soup or no?
Onions in the soup. Onion soup. That's powerful. So the question is, first of all, some people, I've asked different people, people don't seem to realize, what is the Tupperware? Is it powerful fleshika smilix? What is it?
That's the question.
Right. So the question you have to realize, the one duke the kavush, it's plastic Tupperware, nice to play, it's fleishiks. It's mamash like any fleishik pot, your Tupperware that you used to put in liquid, since it's more 24 hours, it's fleishiks. But
what
is
what's inside?
Because if you ask people, they don't seem to transfer the sugar they're learning. I'm trying to give you a practical case, intimacyas. Things in the refrigerator that is Tupperware, that has liquid inside, it's mamash, it's belay that thing, it's mamash turns into the thing itself.
Like this, because it'll be like matakas.
Like
I don't know. No, I didn't know. I didn't say how much. I said goes inside. It is a fleishik pot now. It's fleishik. No, it's fleishik. The Tupperware is fleishik. Now, what the loch is again, obviously, not but not, or the mashal shvach, other ideas that we have. You have to realize this may be very practical. Happens all the time. People are not makir. I've asked them tons of times. Tupperware turns into the min of what the liquid is. Just being practical. I don't know.
What's Tupperware?
Tupperware is plastic container that people store the things in the refrigerator that's a liquid more than 24 hours. And that's. I mean, we use it, but people don't realize that it's not parva anymore. People have to be makir that it's. And he saw that his pot, which inside a tin foil, was tons of milk on the bottom. Seems a bag of milk opened up, fell inside next to it, and he's seeing his pot, the fleshy pot, inside milk. He's not sure when the bag opened, what happened over there, 24 hours, not 24 hours. So Svarki Tzayna, what do you say? Right? Baya, where do you do a pot? Where do you do a pot? You cook them. So therefore, the loch is where pots are cooked. Point. So the loch is, you have to realize, the same case, some of the ones around more, Kamal of Kivega, Peskachuva, Chavadas, Pim Gonim, is in some of the rice over here, negated Sugya Bishal. So according to Taz, you might be able to have a Chesed Hatter, but you go, make it a buzz, go like the shock. The mice you love is still here. This thing is bringing out the case. Well, after it, you have to cash the pot. Kulo your Kliba won't make a difference, you have to cash the pot.
But Kivega doesn't work if it's Kliba. You said
before that. Okay, you see, in liquid, this fleishik of pot, it's fleishik. You have pot used for 5 years in fleishik. It's taking milk for a sub 24 hours. Is this pot a bleez of cholav after kasher or not? The answer is, even though I'm not sure, you have to vada kasher. What? We don't go with the idea of patakas. No more telling. It will be. It'll be. You're vashel plus a kulam. Klipa and kulam is the amount of shishim. Shishim is klipa or shishim is kulam. The vada would not
be.
You might have a sugya of shef asking. Well, that's no. But again, it's also it needs the kulam inside. My next sugya. Next sugya, sugya bishul.
No.
Sugya bishul is the idea of the sinus tam with water with a case of heat. That's the definition of bishul over here. Now, in the bishul, there are different dargas, the klirishin, the ira, the klisheni, you have to go to each one. I still ask the klipa. I don't, I'm sorry? The chilik, whether it's a klipa midinoi or a chum, but we pass the same thing. Now, first thing, starts with the mechaber, we have a klirishin that's yad slavaspoy, the wadokha asses kuloi. Kovash asses kuloi, and bishul asses kuloi. Now, what is yad slavaspoy? So, Piskachuba brings down the Bukhara Shor, the maise were not baki, he says to not try it out, taking your kids, and by the stomach, you see they pull away from it. Therefore, it says, since we're not sure, by the right, says you have to be machmer, achi, sok, meliboy, in my case, upon you have to do a kira exactly how much it is. The Swami say, it is between 110 and 113 Fahrenheit. Now, the next Piskat Shuvah does bring down from the Bahag, that chol is the case of Tzainin, and therefore they point out the milk of a cow is the case of 104 Fahrenheit. That's where the Chanish's number is coming from. So basically, the numbers we're getting from is between these two Piskat Shuvahs in the Bikiyim, in the case of Cholov, and therefore these are where the Sugya of above 104, 110, 113, that's the number of Yatz Lezboi, of Shash Yatz Lezboi. What?
Meaning 105.
Above 104.
104.1.
Above 104. Now that's when that's Klivishin when Siyas Kladus Boy. I come on the Shachavir and he's writes in my Shach Oruch he was Marach. Now we're being Zamek Kitzer. What's the Lachan is Negeir to Iroy? What's the case of Klisheni? And he ends off the case of the Klivishin and that's not Yatz Kladus Boy. Start with this last case. Klivishin is not Yatz Kladus Boy. He brings down the Mashal. And the Mashal wants to say he has before Shirshami that says Aloch is by Klivishin Yapi Machmer Mitzara Choko. Of a klivishin that is Yad Shalas Boy, and therefore you have to aser it. Asik de klipo. L'cholopachas. What's the case of Alesh, he does say that. The Shach Maisi disagrees. He says that's not Pshat Yishalmi. When the Yishalmi says Ein Yad Shalas Boy, means Ein Yad Shalas Boy. Maisi, at the end of the day, he says to me, Machba for a different reason, means Sad that Torah's Chatzis wants to pass like the Raj with the Torah over here, and say to me, Machba de klipo, you also have to be Machba. Now, they point out L'chor, the Shach himself is a Kash L'chor, Torah's Chatzis is a stero. One time he's Mekel, one time he's Yad, one time he's Machbar. They point out that only by Eichel will be Machbar, not in the case of Kalim over here. So the Shach Lefanenu is saying,
the Shach is Machbar, I thought only Al-Aish.
The Shach is Machbar, by Al-Aish, correct. But only in the case of Eichel, not in the case of Kalim over here. Now, the Shach Lefanenu is saying the Yishami is not be Machbar, he's only be Machbar, it's not the Suga of the Raj in the Torah. Maisa in the Kuz HaKesef, at the end, he sounds like he wants to be Machbar, it's not the Yishami. And then in the Pesach Tshuva, he brings down that the Beisakov says he met the Shach over here, and the Shach Lemaisa was Hoid Ledvarov. How can you say it's a Chok Balma? Say Pshat Ein Yad Shalatis Boy. If that's a Gias, it's a Yad Shalatis Boy. It's not a Chok. It's Mekadin over here. Therefore, one say it was Chayz is Maskim the Pshat in the Yishami like Yam Shlomo. It's also inside the Yishami Shaboy.
The Shach is only Aleish.
What?
The Shach is only Aleish.
The Yam Shlomo is saying Yadavka Aleish. The Shach mitzad Yishami, yeah, mitzad the Rashi. It sounds like he only wants to be maskim in the case of Aleish. Could be, and that's how Pesach Tshuva brings down from the Tzur Shchein. It's machlekes the svarim, but the Pesach Tshuva brings down to be machm only Aleish. And also by case only Hefsimu says it can be made. The Mashal, no, Mashal writes Aleish. The others say if you're coming from the Rashi, but there's a Chokh Masaltim, and others are tiny, depends where you're coming from. And the Yam Shlomi writes Davka Aleish. Come from the other Makar, maybe it should be even Shla Aleish. Kiregel might see being down the Taz disagrees. That means the loch of Yad Shalas Boy, Klivishin, not Yad Shalas Boy, we have Machlokes. Taz, Kiregel wants to be Mekel. The Shach says that two Makars where can be coming from, and then there is Chalizit to Marshal, and agrees to be Machmas, Al Eisha case of a Klipo, the Cholopochas.
Again,
Dafka by Eichel. Not by Kalim. Mishpur is Mekel on the Shabbos, but he doesn't, because he only has one reason over there. Doesn't have the second reason of the Rash for the Torah.
The Chokah,
he goes like he does not have the Shami the Mishnah Berurah, but that means he's no right with the Issur V'Heter. It's not Muchach, he holds Kuloi. The second thing, the Shach brings down the Sugya of Ira over here, so also the Shiloh, he brings down the Shach that the gate Ira with Kuloi is your Machlokes and Shabbos to Rashbam versus Meitam. The Rashbam wants to say the kula, it's a din of a klisheni. Mashing Reintam wants to be machmer, says get a klipo. The sugya neger to issur v'heter. Come on, the shach and time is say Rashbam and say the Reintam. They want to say mitzad the sugya that seems tam over machto to my vliya. Not neger the sugya mevashul. The loch is klipo. He does bring down the loch is klipo. How he does bring down that the mashal says the loch is kuloi. And the Taz seem to go with the loch of Mashal is Kuloi. And the Maisa, the Shach wants to disagree what time to get his klipo. Right. That means in Iwa, where Machlik is how far to be Machmer, in the Sugin of Sinas Tam, is a loch only klipo, the Shach? Or the Taz, the Mashal, wants to get over here as Kuloi. Next level is Sugin of Klisheni. Now, Klisheni, the Gemara on Shabbos, Ahmed Bey says Klisheni is not Mavashal. That's negated to Shabbos. The question is, do you take the idea of Shabbos to Issur V'Heter? Everyone knows the basic chiluk between Shabbos and Issur V'Heter. Shabbos is the idea of being Mavashal. Issur V'Heter is the idea of Machlut and Mavliya, the Sugim, the Sinas Tam. So the question is the same Sugim or not. So come on the Torah, bring down the Rashba, to the Pshatim and the Rashba, if it can be Machmur, it can be Meikel over here. They get in the case of Klisheni. Now first, the gate to Bishul, there are very important words in the Beis Yosef. He says that Klisheni is not Mavashal Shum Ponim, no matter how hot it is. 200 Fahrenheit, 100 Celsius, it will not be Mavashal at all. Not Mavashal. That means when you learn the Sugya of Shabbos, it's a Chum of the Mishnah Berurah, according to Chayodim, come from a Rambam and by the Sugya by Meiser, the Yan Nichvis by Bimach with the Klisheni. They point out, you read the Beisayis over here, the Taz over here, the Nisikinim over here, come on, every single person on the page over here is saying Yan Nichus, but there's no fill between that and Yas Ladisway. Avaz not Mavashal, that's one of the main kashas against those who are Mimachman of the Shabbos. Now, negate to us, again, it's not negate to Sugar Bishal, negate to Sugar Nisina's Tam. That's the Mechaba brings down two different days, the Rashba over here, and he ends up saying it's right to be Chlitches for that Lechat Chilo, and Astik de Klipo for the Rashba Shito. However, but the Evadu make over the case of Adocho. Now there are more in Sif Gimel, and there are more early in Siman Samaches, so very clearly, passing like this Mechaber, Lechat Chilo to be Machmer, it's not enough the Sugar of Adocho, as the Shach explains, usually by things that we do Adocho to, the Derech is, you can do it even Lechat Chilo, here Lechat Chilo to be Machmer, and ask even the Klipo. However, but the Evadu, the Loch is Adocho, is enough. Now this is a basic question. When it said Lechat Chilo to be Machmer, what defines the Gedel Lechat Chilo? That means the Vada not to go do it, but once he did it already, it's a case of the Evad, let's have a way of cashing it. You have a kli, they put inside the kli sheni, and the loch is that this kli sheni now is belay or something. You can kashu it. It's kashuing nichel and get like a to be machmer. Come on, Kreger, means that Mitzvah Yaakov has his steers and his Pesach, the Mechaba within Simon Tov and Aleph. And if he wants a time, the kashuing is nichel and get like a chilo, and if you have to go kashuing in the case of kli sheni. Maisa, there are those who disagree. You learn over there in Tov and Aleph, sound like the Mishabu and the Goyin disagrees. Mishabu said the Minim is not like that. There is a that says that even the Mechaba Amor Shita the Maisa you have to go kasha things. That's Maisa again, that's one Shita over here. We have the Mechaba Amor, the Chakin to be Machma, Klipo, the Eventu Mechel. A second Shita come on the Taz, appear the Marshal. The Marshal says to Aser Kuloi. Kuloi. However, come on the Taz and says to be Machma for Kuloi, unless it's the case that has to go to Vidova Choshev. What's the double Loshin? He's Lodin, but that's his Loshin. Has to go to Vidova Choshev. Come on the Shach, and he writes over here on the page, and also the Kuzi Kesef, he's Marach, Hanuel Kiri be case of Klipo, a Klishen be worth the case of Kuloi, Avad, that's not so. And if he wants to be Mekel maybe fully, but he ends up to be Machmer Klipo, either in the case of Oichel Klipo, or in a Klina Cheshir or Klicheres, and now the Mashal wants to ask everything. That means it comes out, the Gedi Klishen, we have basically four different sheets over here. We have either the Loch of a Klishen, Mekel Bediavid, Mechab Ramo, we have the Mashal's Machmer Kuloi. We have those who want Taina. No, yes, we don't make a case of cliche. Yes, Leslie. We have the case over here of the Taz says to make have to go to the Choshev. And with the Shach that says only to be Machmer in the Cheres, in the case of the Choshev, sounds like not a case of Matechas. He says also my Michael do a case of Klip over here. Now this Indian again the gate, Mavlut Oy Mavliya. Case of Mavlut Umavliya, Kamal the Shachan says that's Nichol the column of Bishul, and therefore Loch is a Vadik Lisheni will not be Mavashul. Now if the Bach wants to be Machm over here.
What this bad
hold?
Another
the Mashal.
Also got
to
this too.
Yeah,
it's not, right?
Does it? I think he holds no. Maybe just to bring out a case over here we discussed. We'll get later. Fine. Next we get Sif Kimmel over here. The Sugya is Mamshel the idea of Bishul, the Sugya of the Togavar. We have Gemara Psochem that brings down that we have a case of Cham v'Cham about everything is also. Tzainin and Tzainin, everything is Mutter. But let's say Tzainin Cham or Cham and Tzainin, Machlok is Ram and Shmuel. You say a log over to Togavar. Gemara has two braces, a Riley passing like Shmuel. We pass him to Togavar. Therefore, what does that mean? Says the Mechabah, based upon the Gemara, that when you have the thing of Baram is hot, they're going to ask her Kuloi. The bombing is cold since we have a call at the Mekla Boiler Porto. Therefore, Loch is Ul Asa Kde Klipo. Mechaba says, not make a difference whether the Is is on bottom or the Is is on top, not make a difference. The Loch is bottom thing is hot, is Kuloi. The bomb thing is cold, at the Mekla, we get of Klipo over here. Now, on this Loch, says the Pesach Tshuva, this where he brings down the famous Chamud Daniel. The Loch is when you take it away, Miyad has no Zman, has no time to transfer. The Maisel will be Mutter. Now, the Paiskim. Our Metzar of the Shita, on the red Shulchan Aruch, they bring down on the side, the Masham says, you have a Derubbanon, the Tziv can be Mekel. But Maisel, the Paiskim Iker, only brings down the Tziv, and not to be Semecha straight up, Agam, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's Deveitam, because Ketshuva does bring down the Loch Maisel. The Svarma seem to only bring down as a Tziv over here. Sorry? Miyad. Now, the Shach over here says, what is the Kimna to Togavar? He really points out, really, it could be two sugyas. One could be the sugya of Bishul over here, or it could be the case of Tzli. Now, he says Tzli, it says a case over here when it's a Shomein. That's the case of Kuloi. When it's a case of Kochosh, it won't be a case of, when bombing is hot, it would not be a case of Kuloi. So the case over here is either a case of Tzli, Well, in the case of Bishul one Shammai, he said, according to us, in Ashkenaz, even in the case of Kochush. Now, why in the world is the same as Halachovi as the case of Tzli and Siv Gimel? It's true, it doesn't apply, but we'll get to Halach and Siv Vav. Chabbah says the same thing to talk about by Tzli. So he's repeating it, or maybe make sure everyone gets the Halach clear, says the Halach twice over here. Now, the Ramah over here has 4 points over here. First point he says, the Ramah, is this halacha to be machmer by Togava is only klirishin. Mashenke is a klisheni, does not ask her at all. That means, as you said again, like we said before, in the sugya of klisheni, the mechab of the Ramah hold, but the ever the mice doesn't ask her. The chatkila to be machmer, but the ever doesn't ask her. Not like the shach, not like the taz, not like the mashal over here. They hold, but the ever the mice said smoter. Now, the shach says in the Madurik in the words that already is inside a klisheni. Let's say you have something that's not there yet, you're putting it on top of it, then the loch is nichla klom of Eloi, therefore ask the case of klipo. So only when it already was there, not put on top, but when nichla is the sugya of Eloi over here. Come along the Shachni points out, this Ramah is very clear, that he doesn't hold the chumra of a dover gosh. That means the Ramah, he writes that Kemoshe brings down this by pluk to the Yamshu Shlomo, the Marshal, that he wants to tighten it by dover gosh, he retains heat inside, and therefore dover gosh has the get of a klirishin. That Kemoshe is rise against it, and one time that no, it's a get of a klisheni. Klisheni, we're going to be mekel b'diavet. The Maestro Shach, he brings this down. He says, "Ein biyodel achriya." Then he goes and brings numerous rayas to be machmer. And then he ends off sorachian. Interesting way of writing it. The Maestro, it sounds like he's being masubik or more noit to be machmer. At the end, he does say, "Well, let's say something that's sol, right? That's sol over here, or doich the sol. Avadi can be you can be mekel." The Maestro is formed beikah machmer for two reasons. Usually, every davar kush has two chumras. Usually, number one, it's a klisheni. Klisheni itself is a big mavucho, and number two, it's davar kush. So usually, by every davar gush, you have two reasons to be machmer. Now, tell me davar gush klish lish, you only have one reason. But usually, most davar gush is in the klisheni, so you have two makaris why the ilm seems to be machmer for a davar gush. V'ayin chutz b'zeh, go to the Shabbos, you see the Mishnah Berurah, the Maariv Ram, they took it even till the Shabbos, they're also machmer. So we had the Paiskim over there that were machmer, which is even more of a raya. No. What's more right to be machmer? Again, but there's even more of a right to be. They took it that those who want to know that the whole issue to be machmer davar gush only in the same time, not by Bishul. The fact that the Mishavur took in the Shabbos is a double chumrah. I mean, he has the first paskin like the Yom Shloimo. Fine, that's true, but he still has to. Avadu machmer, chatchil for it. Avadu machmer for it. Avadu machmer for it. Avadu machmer for it. Fine, the question what to go do with it.
But
you have a right that you still have to take it into account. Now, come on to Ramon, he said the second thing, let's say the Niach Zeitzel Zeh, side by side. Now, the case of Gonarch, the case of Issen Heter, come on to Tan and Shach, the Ladaki, in the case of Basel Bacholom. Then the Loch is, has a getter like being cold on being a banim. Then the Ramon said, therefore, they're both hot, the Loch is going to ask a kuloi. If let's say one of the hot and one of them is cold, so it's a getter of the Torkovar, and therefore the bottom thing is cold on bottom. What's a locha? The locha is only k'day klipo. That means if it's boss and cholov. What? I think that's Yamshu Shloim. I don't think that's. Get out of the door. Now it's belief. That's Yamshu Shloim. I don't think you're saying it's correct. We'll see. And therefore, the Ramah and the Shach passes where the loch is when side by side, the thing that's cold, the loch is, that I'm sorry, both of them, where the halakha cold, both of them the klipa, Mash Enkein, the Taz, brings down the Yamshu Shloimo, that he wants to compare it to the Sugya Melicha, and therefore wants time that we know the loch when something is Tamei Tafel, Maisa won't ask anything, but something is Tamei is Meliach, does Aser. Therefore, he wants to time that the thing that is had over here will ask the thing that's touching it, that's the Tzaini thing over here, and therefore be a getter of Shishim negate the Sugya of Tzaini. And that's what Kivegia brings down from the Ran over here. The same is sorry, there's no idea of a law with the tongue when they're touching each other. Therefore, he wants to be machm over here, like the Yamshu Shloimo. However, the Taz says, you make a machm hefsi rubo. So again, it comes out, and they get the sugar zeh, it's all zeh. It's three different sheets over here. Either the Amosev and Cham Eitz of Tzainin, the Shach went the Loch is always klipa. We have the Yamshu Shloimo says, no, the case is Tzainin of Shishim. And then we have the Taz over here that says, you make by case of hefsi rubo. The third point in the Ramah being down the sugya of the Torah Gavar by the case of Kalim. That means you basically have a case over here of a Kli Heter or a Kli Isser, a Banim, and the thing is on top over here. The food's on top. What's the Locha? The Ramah says it's the same Klal. If the thing on Banim over here is a case that's cold, the only case of Klip over here. That's how the Shach Paschals, like Nalath Marshal, want to say the idea of the Torah Gavar is not part by Kalim, will answer everything. Ma'aseh Kiveged does point out, it's not that simple. If the kli's on bottom, that's true, according to Ramah, we'll say the locha to talgavar, if it's cold, it will be mekel. But let's say the other way around. Let's say the kli's on top. Basically, you have a pot over here. You have, let's say, fleishiks inside. You take your milk and spoon and you put it inside. Only halfway went inside the food, or inside the pot. Half of it. Do you judge the whole entire spoon? Only half the spoon. The locha in simen tzak dalet is, the mouth that goes inside the spoon, it comes down the spoon, is only half. Whatever went inside the pot. Nothing is outside the pot. So once a time, the idea of the Torah God was saying is dark when the kli is on bottom. When the kli is on top, then whatever went inside the food, yes, and not whatever is above it.
So if a pot means kli, but just the bottom outside layer, if you cook with that pot, the food never touches that part of the pot.
I don't think we do that.
No, why not?
I hear. I don't think we do it. The fourth point of Ramah is the sugya of Nitzok. The Ma'amokim is the sugya of Makshir and Parakeh. The Mishnah of the discussing the sugya of Tumah V'Tahara. They pour one thing on top of the bottom top thing to bottom. If the bottom thing is hot, we metamer one to another over here. Now, the Betzim is the Machlok, the Mishnah of Shimon and the Chacham over there. What's the Lach of Tatat? The way it's put on Shulchan Aruch, your mom examined that he said, L'chadchilot Machmer, when a person wants to pour something that's cold on top of a Ner that's hot on bottom. The Ma'asi said to him, Machmer L'chadchilot compared to the sugya of Makshirim, like the Mordechai. Ma'asi said, let's say he did it already, but he had it, so the person can't be Michael. Why, like the Truman Sedeshin says, we're not compared to two sugars of Istavet to the sugar of Tumah V'Tahara over here. Now the sugar over here, what they call Nitzuk, what's the lumpness behind it? The Taz calls it a lashon of Chibur, it connects one to another. Where the Shach says that the Hevel is Eilah, as Mechabah one to another. Pim Gam says that this point, speaking out different points over here, Besson is saying the same you said over here. And the Taz does end off saying that even though we're saying the taf, when the thing at the top is cold and the bottom thing is hot, then we machmer as nitzuk as the tog over, that means the other way around will not be machmer. We have another reason why to be machmer, the thing at top is hot. We have the local sugi of akfin the davro, you pour hot shemen on top of your mouth, maybe the hot shemen itself hit the mouth over here. We machmer for that reason. But not inside the sugi of nitzuk for a separate reason over here. So head to head, we said four different reasons why to you, Michael. And just to go through, I wrote down 13 questions and answers. I'll go through four of the questions, just four interesting ones, with some of my selfish. First question over here, I mentioned a bunch of times, put it all together. A person who has basically makes a coffee, he has over here a mug, he puts inside of it the powder of coffee, puts inside them the sugar, then he puts inside the hot water, then he puts inside the milk. Then he took his coffee, milk, and mug, and took his fleishka spoon and mixed it. So the question is, what's the halacha negate to a spoon? What's the halacha negate to the coffee? What's the halacha negate to the mug? Take each one. First, negate to the spoon. Whether the spoon is ben yom or not, the question is, do you have to kasher or not? Usually, your coffee always is a case of klisheni. That means, if you took the coffee from the hot water from an urn that's still boiling, and it's connected, we discussed machlokes, chadnish, for others, it's your mug, klishni, klisheni. Let's give it together a klisheni, or you took from a kettle in case of a klisheni. So your mug right now is a klisheni. You put your spoon inside. It's together a klisheni. What's the loch in the gate of the spoon? So according to the Mechaber the Ramah, the loch is do not do lechatchilo, once it was done, is muta b'di'evet. What does b'di'evet mean? According to Kiveg, it means you have to go kasher it. Go like Moshe says, the minig is the on to go kasher it. Where one reason, according to Mechaber the Ramah, you have to go kasher. According to the Shach, what's the loch is? Well, the Shach says metal. When the shaft of metal, the mice will not go inside, the mice can't be makel. According to Taz, the Chuy need a case of agol over here. And just to speak out, the Chuy has three reasons why to be makel.
The shaft's one, better than
the mechabel's
makel, they don't even want to
catch it for instance. Could be the mechabel agreement case in my tafis. Let's speak it out. By the way around, now that the shaft is better, maybe the mechabel agrees to this case.
Yeah.
That means it comes out by the gate spoon, the three reasons why to be makel. According to the Mechaber, the more, but you have more to that means without a gola. A second is matechas, you have the shach. And third is that the loch is in the cliche, is not mavel of liya ke'echod. What does that mean? That means basically you have a case of water that's boiling hot, cliche, and you have kosher meat and fleshka meat. It cannot go out of the ister meat and go inside the heter meat. It cannot do that. It's a double act, mavel to mavliya. The moish comes along and wants the mechadish. A double act does not only mean mavel to mavliya, it also means they heat up and go inside. That means, why do you want to ask the spoon? The milk that's went inside is cold. You have to heat up the milk, and then the milk has to go inside the spoon. That's a double act. So Moshe wants tiny as nichol to get a maflet mavlik echel, maybe even agrees you want to cash the spoon. Because it's a double act. The numerous are going to disagree. I'm Shlomo Lechor disagrees. But the Maisa, Moshe wants to say this also nichol. I mean, three reasons why to make on the spoon.
Why is it not like that?
When the thing itself, the
anytime
milk
anything's
itself.
Hot.
Everything's hot.
No,
why not?
The milk went in cold. But let's say the liquid was, let's say you cooked the milk in a pot. Put the milk in a cliche.
Into the coffee cold.
Yeah, milk went in cold, right? The milk went in the cliche in cold. Then you had to heat up. No.
As coffee, is it better?
Sorry?
As coffee, is it better?
Oh, next thing. That's inside the spoon. Negate the coffee, can drink the coffee or not. So the first question you have to ask the person is spoon Ben Yomim or not Ben Yomim? The person says, I don't know, it's not Ben Yomim, the lachas, coffee is mortar. The only reason they clear the question is if the spoon is a case of Ben Yomim. My show you yesterday, a guy tells me that he was making meatballs on a frying pan, took out his spatula that he used that morning, they made eggs and cheese, and flipped over all the meatballs. And he still had some cheese residue left on the spatula.
Really?
The shell I got last night. Mamish yesterday, the shell I got. What's the loch of the meatballs, the spatula, or the frying pan? Let you guys think about that. Mamish, yesterday, my show you, is the mamish possible chol of derei? So, even then the question was, what do the meatballs? Can you even flush down the toilet or throw in the garbage? You have to burn it. Possible chol, right? So that was mamish, my show you yesterday. On the spatula that was Ben Yomer that he flipped over, and what do how did he cash the pan? Was it made of? Yoch Rusho to discuss with you today. Huh? Rabbi Zadel will discuss with you. What? Right.
No,
I'm saying an example. Yeah, that was Ben Yomer. Usually it's not Ben Yomer. That happened yesterday. No, not the guy tells you. I'm something for you to think about next couple of days. What to do with this case? Nigeya. Negate to our sugar again, negate to our coffee, what's the loss of the mashka? If the spoon is a Ben Yomer, they're calling them Chablamo, it's mortar, that is B'dievet. B'dievet means you can't cash with your coffee, a Vadi can drink on the Chablamo. According to the Shach, the loch of these Shishim verse, Klippo. Pashtas. According to the Taz, these Shishim verse, Kuloi. Unless it's Dava Choshev and the Hefti Gadol, which I don't think your coffee is that way.
And
he's one klipa on the klisheni. Right, he says mach klisheni on the klipa. Yeah.
On
the klipa. Okay, klipa, klipa. What? Says the spoon goes inside. So, no, you're taking the bleas of the spoon. The spoon has bleas of fleishiks. That's coming out into your liquid over here. New water. Right. No, so the loch is we learned this simple tagdal. Mishisha versus klipa. There is no klipa. Mishisha versus klipa. Yeah. Kobi Akhar. Now,
the second thing was
the third thing. According to Taz, Shishim Vaskuloi.
You feed the Taz.
Shishim Vaskuloi. Whatever the whole time. If the spoon is Ben Yom, the Kuloi. He's discussing there to go inside the Kli. I'm not sure about going out. I don't think about going out of the Kli. What? That's not Gechot. It's coming out of the spoon into.
Into your coffee.
Into your coffee, that's two. No. Means, can you have a piece of meat that is a piece of meat in the heter? Goes out into the water is one, and from the water goes into the second thing. Doing has to be two things. That's not heating up. The only way to melt it. What?
Only way for the meat to come out is if the spoon gets hot. So you have to heat up the spoon and then go into the coffee. If you're a bunch, the same way you have to heat up the milk. Right?
Well, according to Moshe, it'll probably be the same
thing.
Yeah.
It has to be a hot spoon. It's a ready hot
yeah.
spoon.
Yeah.
And the actual mug.
Oh, the next thing, now we'll negate the mug.
What happened to the
coffee. Coffee, according to Mechabram, was Beseder. According to Shach, Shishim versus Klipa. Let's just say maybe my Texas, I'm not sure. And according to Taz, Shishim versus Kuloi. Now, they gave the cup. You would say very simple. How to ask the cup? Is it also? You should say the coin to everybody should be mutter. Why? Because it goes from the spoon into liquid into the cup. That should be the classic example of maflik lik, actually going to everybody. That should be that way. Again, he asks it. But that should be a classic method. And therefore, this case, Degma Vava, speaks it out on the Taz and says, Mamish, this case, Degma Vava says, Mamish's case, It's going from the spoon to the liquid to the pot, should be motor. However, now that we know it says Zayin, we had a shell over there. When a basar touching cholov grino, is that the isser machmas atzmoni and the isser blua? Machlogis taz the mashal, versus the shach. The shach wants to say to be machma and say that even though the basar touches grino, it's blaya and now it touches a third thing. The basar will ask the third thing to get going together, even though the green doesn't go with it. Once it's the isser machmas atzmoni, it'll ask the third thing over here. So this whole case over here, you have the blias of basar and the spoon going into your chalav and make the chalav be basar b'chalav. According to the shach or kamlong, or should ask the cup over here. Says the Megillah Sefer, this idea mav mavliyah ke'echad made by Shari Yisroel is the belua. By case the basar b'chalav, according to shach the isser machmas atzmoi, hagam the chalav that's being blended inside the basar cannot go further by itself. But once it asks the basar, the shach is mechadish, will ask the next thing over here. What? Klisheni. Without the idea mam avliyah ke'echad. Again, what?
There's no 60.
The 60 is motor. In the case there is no 60, that means the one to think it's the machmas atzmoi. We should not have heter mav mavliyah ke'echad. What taina and the dagmav that says we do? That's only maybe in the tazishito. The other is it's the blue and not it's the machmas atzmoi. The Maestro point out, first of all, numerous paiskim, very paiskim, seem to go like the Taz, the apostle, the queen inside, the Issa Blor, Aleph. Second is, the Sefer of Pim Gorba Shalom, time is, let's analyze it. According to the Taz water, according to the Shach is water, but for two different reasons. Why? In one time, according to the Taz, the Maestro, it's motor, because it's Issa Blor, and it's Mamlik Echad. According to the Taz, according to the Kli, Stam Kelim Maestro motor. Let's talk about the Mogan, see the Charis over here. Oh, it's not Charis, one time the most Kelim anyway, should not be a problem over here. Usually it's charis.
When
the shach, what's the lach by Kalim? Sorry? By Kalim would not be machmen klisheni. So it depends, it will depend what the mug over here is over here. That means. If it's a kli cheres, then it'll have my other issue. Then you have to cash. Then if kivegah we makele, they won't have to cash it even. So they'll come out. The kivegah story that it'll be makele and kli cheres. Now in the shach world, no, the shach will be machber. Less the case of a hefset, hefset mubo.
Why isn't
have some uva. How much it cost? But that's just one case. Take the fifth question over here. The person had a chulent put in the refrigerator. It was liquidy, and he found that inside afterwards inside chulent, love his American cheese was inside of it. So the question was, cheese. His American cheese, they brought from America, was inside. Opens up a chulent 3 days later. It's liquidy. He wants to throw out the chulent.
Is still liquidy or not?
Still liquidy.
Congealed is not liquidy, I'm saying.
Liquidy, not congealed. He sees half his American cheese is sitting inside of it. So the question is, can he go use, when did it happen? Don't know when it happened over here. So the question was, can he make the cheese into salad? Can he make the cheese into pizza? What to go do with it? It was very simple.
Throw the cheese out.
So the make it into salad, it's a subject to abonim.
Right.
So the maisa lukula. To make it to pizza, that's cooking it. That'd be machlokes. Taz and Shach.
Why is it
because 3 days later.
No, he put it in and 3 days later he found it. They put it in with the cheese, obviously. Some kid obviously knocked it in and fell inside.
It's all the cheese, though. How do you know?
Didn't fall in. Don't know when it came in. Again, he put it in the refrigerator a few days ago. Now he's taking it out. Don't know when it fell inside. To begin another case, halacha. A person.
Yes. The cheese is sticking out for sure, it's fine.
Whatever is sticking out should be.
Yeah. You can mess with shishim also.
Shishim out of the oven.
No, the cheese.
It was 3 days in the refrigerator. The point was he came to throw it out.
Okay,
the cheese inside.
Okay, but hypothetically,
is
what I'm trying to say.
In another case, a person had a clean lady's house, she had her own pots and pans over there, and she's making her own food. That's what. So the guy wanted to know, the guy see her making food. It doesn't look like she knows exactly what she's doing. She takes his bottle of oil and pours it inside to add some oil to make it be not burned, to make it better. Was he allowed to do that? What's the question? What's the answer? Is there a shayla over here? Could he go do what he did? Right. So l'chura, to go do the l'chatchila, no. Yeah, but ma'aseh Hashem is mutter. Another case, a person that he went, he had a refrigerator, he put his schnitzel inside, black covered, and he put it inside, and the next day he sees the bag of milk that's touching it on the outside. The schnitzel is touching the bag of milk. What's the question? What's your title? What's the halacha? No, no milk on the outside.
What's wrong?
What's the
there's meat, the meat itself
is
in
the bag. Oh, right.
That's
my
wish.
So meat itself,
that's
chicken. No, I'm pointing out what the question is, what the shell is. You have to know, you put it. If you know, put it there. The question, make sure you push it in the refrigerator. You have a bag of milk next to it. You have a shell. Kivagir over here. Fine. At Slofa, Benishab, next chabur will be the Sli and Mlicha, and I think it will be on Monday if anyone wants.
Okay.
Monday. Slofa.